young friends, it's nice to be back again. I'd like to dedicate the Shia as a schus for the refuah of Yosef Dov ben Chayla, Dudi Yitzkevich, our organizer, our founder in London of Torah Way. He needs our tefillahs, he needs a refuah shleima b'korov. So all the learning, on top of the learning, my learning, I gave the Shia in London, and that was all in his schus. And the learning and the listening should be in a schus. We're going to discuss something which some of you might consider a little bit controversial. You might not agree with me, you might think that what I'm saying is not Das Torah, and you're welcome to interrupt and to argue, and we'll see whether or not we think it's Ozgahot Malpi Torah. In our Seder Parshias, we learn about the first Golus, which is Golus Mitzrayim. We're about to go out of Mitzrayim, but the first Golus was Golus Mitzrayim. A couple of weeks ago we had Asor HaBateves, which was the beginning of Golus Bovel, which was the second one. Chanukah was the Golus Ashlishis, Golus Yovam. And we're in the middle of Golus Edo, in the fourth Golus. And Maaseh Ovah Simon Labonim. The way that we learn the Parshias, and the way that we see that our Ovos conducted themselves in the Golus in Mitzrayim, is going to be a Maaseh Ovah Simon Labonim, which is going to give us some guidance as to how we ought to be conducting ourselves, what our attitude should be to our Golus that we're going through at the moment. So, just to give you a couple of examples. Three weeks ago, the Vizhitz Rebbe came to London, spent a Gehoibin and Shabbos with all his Chassidim, the Vizhitz Merkaz Rebbe, in Stamford Hill. So the Minigim Vizhitz is that when the Rebbe's around, they wear Big Day Shabbos. Even on the weekdays, they wear their Big Day Shabbos, the Bekishes, the Shrammels. And a group of about 40-50 Hasidim came to Heathrow to be Mekabel Ponim, the Rebbe. And they danced through the terminal in their Big Day Shabbos with the Rebbe in the middle, amongst all the Goyim, Nulo, Chepochadon, etc. And the same thing will happen any Motzei Shabbos in the winter. You can go to Luton Airport, and you'll find their Hasidim fully dressed in their bekishes, the shtramels, the full Big Day Shabbos, traveling to Kerestir for Malava de Malka. And they stick out like a sore thumb. I mean, they can't put their shtramels into the hand luggage because today they're so high and so big that they won't fit, and they don't want to pay for a suitcase. So the only aid is to wear it. Yeah, and some people don't mind. Some people aren't bothered by this, some people don't care, and some people are very bothered by it. Ich bin a Golus Yid. Yeah, that was the title of the Shia, Golus Yid. And to me, it bothers me. Should a person wear a talus down the main street on Shabbos? Walking to shul on Shabbos or even in a weekday, yeah, wearing his talus and nothing on top. Those of you who are learning the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah recently in Siman Shin Aleph, we had a heter to wear your talus folded up at the back, not hanging down the back, in order that none of it should stick out, because the goyim would be offended by it. And therefore you wear your coat over your talus. Yeah, it's brought down, the Mishnah Berurah brings it down, it's brought down the Moshe Srot, that you wear your coat over your talus, and none of the talus should hang out, and that neither the tzitzis nor the tail of the talus should hang out. Therefore there's a heter to sort of pick it up and to wear it higher up at the back so that you don't show the goyim. So is there anything wrong with it? You say nowadays there's nothing wrong. Okay. Spoke about, you know, our cousins, yeah? Okay, so let me give you an example. Right, a couple of years ago, we had our Chnos Sefer Torah to Sassavish Diebel. And it went from West Heath Avenue to Sassavish Diebel on a Sunday afternoon, making a procession down Finchley Road. Now, Finchley Road is a major trunk road in London. And you've got there all the buses and the cars and people hooting and getting fed up because these Jews are parading down the street, yeah, in the middle of a Sunday afternoon. You've got people sitting in taxis watching the clock mounting up. You've got people who've got trains to catch and planes to catch, etc. And they're all going mad. And we are dancing through the street in London as if we own the place.
I'd agree with you.
You'd agree with me, okay? Now, a couple of weeks before that, just opposite Sassav, there used to be a church, and that church became a Buddhist temple. And a couple of weeks before that, they had their Gobladar, who came to visit them, And they made a procession through the streets as well, and they paraded their priests there, etc. And they also stopped the traffic. And, you know, were people more bothered by us? And more importantly, I'm not so much bothered about what the goyim are thinking. What should we be thinking? That's the question. What's our attitude to this? Should we be doing this? Again, Rachmona Litzlan Smachzach Halavaya. And if the shul is on the main street, or the address of the nifter is on the main street, yeah, Eskenzach Mach and the we're going to hold up the traffic, and the goyim are going to resent it. And the question is, do we care? Or should we care?
The road, the continuation of Moor Lane, that when it comes into it can't remember the name of the good thing. But the book, it's the road to the Gorgeous Cemetery.
Yeah.
And many times they used to go there, round that road, and I'm stuck behind a hearse.
Yeah.
And no one said anything.
Okay.
You're stuck behind a hearse, a Gorgeous hearse.
Okay, the hearse is travelling slowly and people have to queue behind the hearse. Yeah, okay. Yeah, Hashem, Rabbi Yisrael, it's just a few weeks to say tonight. Yeah, let's have a look at what Vayogor Shom. Melamed, Shalayorad Yaakov Avinu Lishtakeh B'Mitzrayim. Yaakov Avinu didn't go in order to settle in Mitzrayim. Elo Logor Shom, Shanema. It says, I want to offer you a deal, okay, the Pasuk. Yeah, it doesn't say that none of these Mephoshim, you might not agree with it, but I think maybe there is a deal here. Yeah, it says, that Yosef said to his brothers, I'm going to introduce you to Paro. And he says, Mama Seichem, what do you do for a living? So there's a Tosefta that is brought down. Actually, it's brought down by a Rabbi Leitner, who originates from here, Manchester, who is a Rosh HaKoilel in Eretz Yisrael, of a Koilel called Lamates Melochus, and it's in the Haggadah of the Adopter Koilel, and his Koilel is twinned with Kal Chassidim on Golders Green Road. And he brings down this Tosefta, in which it says, and it's logical, and we know that we have that experience here in England, that Paro was worried that all the people, yeah, there were, we think everybody came to Paroi, everybody came to Mitzrayim during the Rov, during the famine, they all bought food and then they all went home, like the Bnei Yisrael did. Yeah? But there were thousands, probably millions of people who wanted to immigrate into Egypt. Egypt was a fertile country, Egypt had plenty of food. That's the place to be at the moment because there's a Rov going on. And Paroi was worried about all these economic migrants, all these aliens who are going to come and live here. So therefore, the Omar, he asked them, Mama Seichem. So Yosef prepped them. Yosef said, under no circumstances, this is my deal, I don't know whether it's right, yeah? Under no circumstances should you mention the sheep. Sheep is Avodah Zorah. We already know from when we sat with Yosef at the table that we had to sit at a separate table because we couldn't sit with the tribe. Ki soyavas mitzrayim kol roye tsoy. Because the sheep was their god, the sheep was their deity. And therefore, to be a shepherd, to bring up sheep, and to prepare sheep for slaughter, and to eat sheep, yeah, that was something terrible, that was something despicable, disgusting, in the eyes of the Mishrim. Therefore he said to them, V'amartem you shall say, Anshe miknech hoyu avodecho. We look after cattle, animals, cows, oxen, etc. Anshe miknech hoyu avodecho. Why? Because Yosef knew that if you mention the sheep, the Paro is going to get very upset. He's not going to want to even allow you to settle temporarily. He's going to say, you people, right, you are just disgraceful, disgusting, we've got no words for it. It's intolerable that we should allow people like you to come and live in people who raise sheep and who eat sheep. Yeah, the Targum says, about people who eat sheep as well, that, you know, that was unacceptable to Mitzrayim. Therefore, says Yosef to his brothers, I think, when he picks on the words, you should say, Anshe miknech hoyu avodecho, don't mention sheep. Vayomer paro elechov. What actually happened? Vayomer paro elechov. Ma ma'aseichem. Vayomer el paro, and they said to paro, Roye tzoin avodechov. Oh, we are shepherds. We look after sheep. We raise sheep. Yeah. Gama nafu gama maseinu. Vayomer el paro nogobor etzbanu ki ein mira, because there's no food in Canaan. La tzoin asher avodechov for our sheep. Aren't they ruining it? The Torah is, I think, that what they were saying, they were speaking to us. The psukim are written as Maaseh Avosim El Habonim, to say that we have to expect, and it's right, that we should be despised in Golus. We have to accept, they said, no, the secret of our remaining as Yidden, the secret of our maintaining our identity, is that the people will despise us, and the people will discriminate us against us, and they won't let us sit at the same table, and we'll live in Eretz Goshen and not in Mitzrayim, and we won't mix with them, and we'll be isolated, and we'll be shunned, and they will hate us, and they will discriminate against us. That's Roye Tzoin Avodecho. That's the secret. But you should know that because of that, Paroi, don't be worried that we're here to stay. We've come, not the Ishtakea. The moment we can get out of this country where we're going to be treated as foreigners, treated as aliens, treated as disgusting people who are anti their God, then the moment that that's possible, because there's already an end to the famine, we'll be gone from here. Therefore, you don't need to worry about us. We're not economic migrants. We're not here for any other reason.
Yaakov Avinu, when it came to the Rav, he did have enough food. He did have enough food. But the Mepharshim bring down, as he was using Munster Goyim, he didn't want to stick out like a sofa.
Correct, we're going to mention that. Lomot Yisro'u. Vayobi Yaakov Levonov, Lomot Yisro'u. Yeah, that's another. That's another, we're going to mention that in a minute, it's another level. Okay, we'll come to it. Exactly, we're going to mention that, we're coming to it in a minute. It's still Motzei Shabbos, the Motzei Shabbos the time for Sipurei Tzadikim. I'd like to share with you a story, maybe some of you have heard it, about Rav Shlomo Halberstam, Zichrono Livracha, the Rebbe of the Rebbe. The story is told that a decorator arrived in the Rebbe of the Rebbe's house. And the Bava Rebbe met the decorator, and he said to him, tell me, he said, what's your name? And the guy said, Jeremiah. He says, my name is Jeremiah. So he says, that's a very beautiful name. He said, it's the name of a Jewish prophet. He said, I want you to know that I'm named after Solomon. He said, and Solomon was the king who built the first temple in Jerusalem. And that was at a time when the Jewish people were settled, the Jewish people were at peace, the Jewish people were successful, the Jewish people were living at peace, and everything was going right. And Solomon built a temple to the Lord, and the children of Israel, they served the Lord faithfully for many, many years. And therefore, Solomon is my name, after King Solomon. He said, but then unfortunately, so we turned away from God. And as a result of that, eventually, he destroyed the temple. And Jeremiah, the prophet that you're named after, he oversaw the destruction of the first temple. And then there was a second temple, and that was destroyed. And we were scattered all over the world, he said. And now, I, as a Jew, live in New York. I mean, in brackets, having suffered the Holocaust as well, and lost his entire mishpocha. Yeah, he says, I'm a refugee here. He said, we don't belong here. I don't belong here. And nothing in Golus, he said, nothing in this diaspora can ever be perfect for me. So therefore, when you decorate my room, said, if you make a mistake, the paper doesn't quite line up, or the filler is a bit lumpy, he said, don't worry about it. He said, it doesn't have to be perfect. He said, nothing in the world can be perfect for me, Igashmit for sure, ever, until Mashiach comes, until we return to the land of Israel, until the Messiah comes. That's what he told him. There's a sequel to that, which is that a few months later, the same Jeremiah was visited, well, he got a job in the house of another Baba V'chosid. The word got around, you know, the Rebbe's decorator. And he comes in, it's a beautiful house, and there's a beautiful portrait of the Rebbe hanging in the entrance hall. And this, the Balabos welcomes him in, Baba V'chosid, and he says to him, Jeremiah, he says, you should know. He says, I'm a shrewd businessman. He said, but I'm very, very fair. He said, if you decorate my room and you do a perfect job, I will pay you. He said, but if you mess up, you try to cover up your mistakes or anything like that, he said, then I won't pay you a penny. You understand? And Jeremiah looks at him and he says, you see the picture there from Rabbi Solomon? He said, let me tell you the holy words of your Rabbi Solomon. He says, it doesn't need to be perfect. Ataka, we've got that, it's not just the thoughts or the machshava or the hergesh of Reb Shlomo Bobover, yeah, Reb Shlomo Halberstam. It's psukim, it's mefurish psukim. You've got a posuk, al tismach el gil bo'amim. It's a posuk in one of the Haftorahs. Al tismach el gil bo'amim. The posuk says, ko'amim, the Gemara in Gittin changes it, marukfa, to bo'amim. We can't be happy in this golus. We're not supposed to be happy. We're not supposed to expect to be totally happy in our golus. There's a posuk that says, the Vayas is HaKaroshim, that they made the Karoshim, we'll be landing in Parshas Truma. Vayas is HaKaroshim LaMishkon, they made the Karoshim. And we all know the Rashi brings down the Medrash that says that when Yaakov Avinu was in Mitzrayim, he planted saplings, cedar trees, and the Arozim were built, grew, and he told them that when you go out to Mitzrayim, then you should take the Arozim with, and that will be the wood that you need in order to build the walls of the Mishkon. And the question is, were there not enough Arozim in Mitzrayim? Mitzrayim was a fertile land. So therefore, there were probably plenty of Arozim in Mitzrayim. So Yaakov didn't have to plant them.
He did.
What?
He did. But Mitzrayim doesn't have that type of tree.
Maybe, I don't know. Yeah. If Mitzrayim doesn't have that type of tree, as you say.
Yeah, only have that in mountainous, in upland areas, like.
And there were no upland areas in Mitzrayim?
That's
at the north, in the delta, further down, there's probably mountains as well.
That's why Yankov said, those things don't grow.
So if Arozim don't grow in Mitzrayim, unless you plant them, if you plant them, they grow.
Yes.
So if Arozim don't grow naturally in Mitzrayim, then the vault's not a vault. Yeah. But if Arozim can grow in Mitzrayim naturally as well, why did Yaakov have to plant Mitzrayim? Plant Arozim in Mitzrayim? The answer is because Yaakov Avinu planted Arozim in Mitzrayim that everybody, every Yid who is going through the Golos in Mitzrayim should constantly see these are the Arozim, which are the remes to the hope that we're going to go out. These are the Arozim that Yaakov Avinu planted. This is the orchard, this is the forest that Yaakov Avinu has planted as a constant reminder as we see those Arozim growing. The Yaakov Avinu is telling us that there will be an end to the Golos, we will go out, and we will build a Mishkon, and we will need the Arozim. And therefore it was Arze Yaakov that for them was the Chizuk. To say to them, keep focused on the future, keep focused on the end of the Golos, when you will be leaving this country, you won't be staying here forever, because at the moment, our attitude is that we should be aliens, we should be foreigners. Reb Shlomo Halberstam again said a vort. The pasuk says, "Ve'elesh bois b'nei Yaakov haboi b'mitzrayimo, et Yaakov ishu beisoi boim." So he says the first half of the pasuk says, "Haboim mitzrayimo," which is a loshen hoiva, which is a present tense. These are the names of the Bnei Yisrael who are coming, who are arriving in Mitzrayim. Et Yaakov with Yaakov ishu beisoi boim. They came. So are they arriving, or did they come? So he says as follows. He says, Yaakov implanted in Klal Yisrael that even after you physically arrived in Mitzrayim, your attitude should be Haboim. We are foreigners. We are people who've just arrived. We're refugees. We are stateless. We are homeless. We don't belong here. Yeah, Haboim Mitzrayim. And he said, Haboim Yashresh Yaakov, the first pasuk of the Haftorah of Shemois, that Yaakov implanted in us the attitude that we should always feel that we are only Haboim, we are temporary residents here, but we're not citizens and we're not people who are planted here forever. Al Tira Avdi Yaakov. Haboim Yashresh Yaakov. If that's our attitude, then Al Tira Avdi Yaakov. We will maintain our character, we'll maintain our Yiddish identity, and we will focus on when we are leaving, not when we're staying. So what actually happens? So we come into Mitzrayim, we arrive in Mitzrayim, we arrive in the Golos. People arrived in one Golos after the other. People have been displaced, Klal Yisrael have been displaced from country to country, from problem to problem, from all sorts of tsoros, from all sorts of redifas, pogroms, Holocaust, Inquisition, etc., etc. People arrive at a new country with a shirt on their back and not a penny to their name, and they don't know the language. And the Taka feel like refugees. The Taka feel like people who are aliens. The Taka feel unwanted. Just think about, I was born a few years later, but I still hear about the East End immediately after the war. The East End of London immediately after the war, teeming with thousands of people, with refugees who didn't have anything at all. My father was one of them. I've got papers at home where he had to make an application, which was like a 14-page questionnaire to a gemach. Yeah, in order, a 40-page questionnaire, what do you earn, where do you live, how much money do you get from it? He was in Etz Chaim Yeshiva, how much pocket money do you give, how much rent do you pay, what's your weekly expenses, etc., etc., in order to get from the gemach a second-hand jumper, a second-hand sweater. And yeah, the poverty was incredible. Yeah, the poverty in Yiddishkeit was also incredible. There was a lot of Amaratzas. There were only two yeshivas in the whole of London. There was Eitz Chaim in the East End, there was Schneider's yeshiva in Stamford Hill. That was it. Compare that 80 years ago to Klal Yisrael today in England. So there's no comparison whatsoever, because what happens is that we adapt and we forget and we settle in and we become prosperous. We're prosperous in Gashmias, and we become prosperous in Ruchnias, and we settle in, and Kanayin Hora, today, we've got yeshivas, we've got kolim, we've got stocker, we've got kibachs, we've got Torah, we've got Parnosa Kanayin Hora, we've got millionaires, we've got billionaires, yeah, people live in nicer areas, they've all moved out to the East End, and now they live in Manchester, whatever it is, yeah? But the fact is that 80 years, and 80 years is a very small time in history, a very small period, yeah, we adapt. And the problem is that then we forget. We forget Haboim. We forget that we are aliens. We forget that we are temporary. We forget that we don't belong here. We're no longer focusing on... Somebody said to me today, Lakewood is the Hantiga Yerushalayim. As I said, there's Torah in Lakewood, there's Torah Gdula B'mokam Echad, Sfeil Gornish, huge supermarkets, massive moistness. We've got today more Torah, maybe, I think probably, there's probably more Torah Avoid and Gemilas Hasodim than maybe there was ever in history. Whenever in history did you have yeshivas with 10,000 Talmidim? Did you have, shiurim, which were attended by thousands of people every day? We're coming to that. Yeah, we mentioned that as well. The fact is that Klal Yisrael are resilient, but we forget. We forget and we settle in and we think that we belong here. And we think to ourselves, Rachmana Litzlan, there's a risk that we think to ourselves, do we need Moshiach? Kenai Hara, we've got everything. Toyo, Avoida, Gmila Sasladim, Toyo, Gdula, Vamokim Echot. Yeah? What do we need Moshiach for? Yeah, that's the way people could possibly think. People do adapt. I tell this, sorry, you'll forgive me for this, but a few years ago I got some bad news. An email was circulating from the London Beth Din saying that after 8 minutes are no longer parva. Yeah, they're milachik. And they are today milachik, and so, and then, you know, milachik without hersha. So I don't know. I didn't know how I was going to survive. You know, is there life after eight? Yeah. And I tried out all of them. I was bereft. I tried out the Eskal, the Gross, the Libas, the Paskesh, the Zohar Mints. Yeah, there were some of them were called creams and squares and rounds and etc., etc. None of them would satisfy. And I thought, I'm never going to be able to survive the next few years. And a few years later, I can tell you they're all the same. I'm quite happy to eat anything. I don't miss the after eights anymore. And if you give me a different mint, Zolkit, etc., people adapt. An Evadivri. If you can imagine an Evadivri being sold into slavery because he was either a gunner or because he had no money to pay his debts. Yeah, can you imagine the heart-rending scenes Yeah, when he's separated from his family, he's got to leave his wife and his children behind, and he's going to live in a different home, and he could be there for 6 years. And 6 years later, he says, "Ahapias adoini asishti besponai lo yetzechovshi." People adapt. People become accustomed to the new situation, and they do. They do. Ipash spaloischol, the misoinanim. How can we believe it? That they say, "Zachanu es hadogo asher enoichal b'mitzrayim chinom." How can you bring us into the midbar to die here? Life was beautiful in Mitzrayim. We had kishuim and avatichim and chotzer and mitzolim and shumim. Doson Avirom said, "Hamad ki herlisonu me'eretz zovas cholav advash." They described the Mitzrayim. Yeah, this is only a few years later. Maybe it was less than a few years. I'm not sure exactly. Yeah, but was. Yeah, as a matter of months later, that they call Mitzrayim eretz zovas cholav advash. So we adapt and we forget and we become golus yidden. Yeah, but we're not golus yidden in that we're constantly reminding ourselves that we are in Golus. We're Golus Yidden to the extent that we adapt to the Golus, we settle in the Golus, and we adapt to the new country and the new situation, and we forget our roots, and we're not focused anymore on the Arosim that Yaakov planted, on the future. We're no longer focused on the fact that we shouldn't be here and that we don't need to be here. We weren't thinking like the Bob of Arov. Again, What's the next thing? The next stage gets even worse. The next stage is, and we're not going to have time to finish, unfortunately, so I'll just do it very, very briefly, but the next stage gets even worse when we show our success in front of the Goyim. When we display our success in front of the Goyim, there's a very famous kliyoko in Pnu Lochem Tzofoino, Hatzpido Atzvechev Bifnei Bnei Esov. He begs people, the Kliyoka lived 500 years ago in Prague, and he said, please, he said, hide your wealth from the Goyim, because they believe that everything that we have, and all the success that we have, and everything that we have belongs to them. It's all been stolen. We stole the Bechoyro, and we stole the Brochus, and therefore everything that we have doesn't belong to us. And therefore, Hatzpido Atzvechev Bifnei Bnei Esov, and don't show them all your success. And unfortunately, we do. He says there, this is the, unfortunately, this is Barabbas Bnei Amenu, somebody who's got £100, yeah? You know, everybody says, oh, I've got, you know, I'm driving the latest BMW. I'm driving, yeah, it doesn't belong to me, it's on a lease, it's not mine, yeah? Oh, he's built a beautiful mansion, yeah? It all belongs to the bank, it's all, yeah, etc. But the fact is, they're going to see all this. We're going to see all this. I don't know what the waiters think of the chasna. I've got no idea. But the fact is, the goyim don't accept it. They don't like it. And we have a tendency to display it. Now, unfortunately, that's not right. So therefore, yeah. And again, you mentioned already the famous Meshech Chochma that says that when we get to the stage where Berlin, he Yerushalayim, when people say this, the Meshech Chochma, he was Nifter in 1920-something. Yeah, so therefore the Meshech Chochma is writing almost as a nevuah that one day people will be so settled in the Golos that they will say Berlin is the new Yerushalayim. So then will come a Ruach Sor V'Soyer, unfortunately, as we know that happened time after time in our Golos, that unfortunately the Rebbein Shem has to send us reminders. So just to conclude, in terms of Ashkofa, we should be thinking Haboy Mitzraybo, that we are temporary, that we don't belong here, we should be focused on the future. The sinner of Yishmael, the sinner of Esav towards us, is actually a good thing. It preserves us. It's hard for us. It's difficult. We suffer from it. But on the other hand, it's preserved our identity. It preserves the fact. And unfortunately, if we become too comfortable in Golos, then Gal Galachoyzer, then unfortunately, as the Meshech Chochma says, terrible things can happen. So what's our anhoga? Our anhoga should be that we should be lying low. We shouldn't be displaying things. We shouldn't be sticking out. We shouldn't display our wealth. And unfortunately, we can never, ever be a Meshkochech Yerushalayim al Roish Simchosi. However happy we can ever be, we cannot forget Yerushalayim. We should always know that whatever success and whatever happiness we have in Golos is tempered. It's not 100%, as the Bob of the Roof said, right? Yerushalayim, Lakewood is not Yerushalayim. We have to keep focused on Golus, and on the Mashiach and on the future. And therefore, in the airport, right? In the airport, all these displays and on the roads, etc., etc. I'm uncomfortable with it. There are people who will say it's perfectly okay, but I think that, you know, following the advice of the Kliyoka, we should be lying low. We shouldn't be displaying ourselves. We should be hiding ourselves a little bit.
So a big struggle in private things is different than a big.
It's different private. In fact,
walking around the hotel is one thing, then having a big parade in the street. Yeah, it's two different things.
Okay, I don't know. Again, I had a difference between dancing, between the Hasidim dancing in Heathrow Airport, or that they closed off St Kilda's Road where the Rebbe was staying. And they laid down a red carpet, they danced in the street there. But the road is closed at both ends, they said diversion, people could get around easily, etc. I didn't have a problem with St Kilda's Road, but in the airport in front of the Goyim, I have a problem with it, I don't know. Yesterday's Haftorah finishes off, Altira after Yaakov, don't fear, Valtechas Yisrael, Kini Moshiach Merochek, Bezarachom Eretz Shivyom. The Rebbein Shem says that there will be Yorina Eretz Shivyom. There are Shivuyim still who are still waiting to come back, and Klal Yisrael is waiting to come back to Eretz Yisrael. But the Rebbein Shem promises us V'shov Yaakov, that we will return V'shokat L'shana Ve'em Achrit. Then we will have peace. Then we will be settled. Then we can live in Eretz Yisrael B'sholem U'v'shalvot U'v'hashgeb U'v'etach. But unfortunately, as long as we are in Golus, there is a Macharit. And we should be Zoichem Yetz Shem V'shov Yaakov V'shokah V'shana V'im Avrid V'vias Ha'Mashiach 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 V'v